IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. This is Viewpoints. You're listening to analysis on the most important events taking place in the Islamic calendar. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Rouhani and Sayyid Alavi. Sayyid Alavi, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to
you. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My salams to you and the dear audience. Thank you for having me here.
You're welcome. And Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much.
So, as Al-Hajj 18th, let's get back to, we can say, to the history, back time, the year 10th of Hijrah, of course, after Hijrah. A very important event took place, and that is Prophet Muhammad is on his way back from Hajjatul Wada.
Yeah.
So, in the middle of the way, in a place called Qadir Khum, you know, he stops all the companions, all the travelers, you know, waits for the others to join him to give a very important news. What's that news, Sayyid Alavi?
Well, maybe the news were about who would be the successor of the Prophet.
Okay.
You know, you have the Sunnah of the Prophet, and we being from the Ahl Sunnah,
yes,
following the Sunnah of the Prophet, we, according to historical narrations, the Prophet never left any city without a successor.
Mm-hmm.
And he never left an area without a wali or a successor.
Okay.
In every region in the Arabian Peninsula, he would leave a successor of his.
That's right.
Even when he left Medina, as a clear example. Now, Ghadir al-Khum, you know, there was a verse prior to the event of Ghadir, between Mecca and Medina, where the verse says that, O Prophet, reveal or balligh, convey. Yes, exactly. Convey what has been revealed upon you. Because if you do not, then you have not conveyed our message.
Okay.
The question is, the fundamental question is, what message? I mean, is the Prophet about to speak about Hajj? Is the Prophet about to speak about the prayers, about the zakah, about fasting?
Okay.
No, he has already talked about this,
yes,
and the regulations,
okay,
and the ahkam. So everyone knew about it.
So,
then
so
what
sorry,
is
the
it?
Ayah was revealed on the spot?
It was prior
or
to...
Or no, prior, yeah, that, or
prior to Ghadir, and that's why the Prophet stopped.
Uh-huh.
And if you do not, it is like you have not conveyed our message during 23 years.
Yes,
it is nothing. And do not be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
The verse continues.
Yes.
Do not be afraid of whom? There were obviously there was a fright in,
yes,
in the heart of the,
yes,
Prophet. He was afraid of some people,
mm-hmm,
and how they would conceive the message.
Okay.
So do not be afraid. We will be your guardian. We will,
yes,
help you.
That's right.
And then the Prophet comes with the example that you said,
yes,
that he stopped all the companions. He told the companions who were traveling to come back,
mm-hmm,
during a severe heat.
Yes.
And he had a speech for around 1 hour. And the culmination...
Just lifting up the kajavas, you,
yes,
know,
exactly,
the carriages of the camels on,
exactly,
the top of the mountain-like thing, you,
yeah,
know, to see to all the people see.
Exactly,
okay?
Exactly.
Taking the hand of Amir al-Mu'minin and introducing him,
exactly,
as Wali. Now, yeah, Sheikh, this is the main question, the word Wali, okay?
I'm sorry interrupting you.
Gonna go?
Can I just finish one
more quote?
There was a verse prior to Ghadir,
uh-huh,
and there was a verse after the
Ghadir. Ayatul Tabligh and Ayatul Ikmal.
Exactly.
Isn't it the Ikmal?
That is very important.
Yeah.
The event happened between two ayats.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, now you have conveyed our message.
Mm.
Now the deen,
yes,
that is recognized,
yes,
in Allah is Islam,
yes,
and so on. Now you have completed your religion.
So first is Ayatul Tabligh,
yes,
of what's going to happen.
Yes.
Then the event of Ghadir al-Khum.
And it took 3 days.
Yeah.
3 days of bay'ah, paying allegiance to the imam, to
imam,
the new successor after the Prophet.
So how was the bay'ah? The people coming or shaking hands?
The people
hands?
Came
so,
and
okay,
put their hands in their hands. The custom of the Arabs today is still
the
same. Yes, all the companions who were there.
That's right.
Had that custom. They paid allegiance and it took 3 days. These are
uh-huh,
subtle points,
okay,
that we need to recognize.
Okay, Sheikh, why not referring to such an important incident directly in the text of the Holy Quran. I mean, for example, introducing Ali as the successor or bringing the term Wali in the Quran to exactly refer to what's happening, because it's a very important incident, isn't it, in the Islamic history?
Yeah, of course. First of all, let me mention this example. We have a hadith in which it is mentioned that أَنَا مَدِينَةُ الْعِلْمِ وَعَلِيٌّ بَابُهَا.
That's right. Okay.
So you see, some of these scholars who were opposed to Amir al-Mu'minin, they interpreted this Ali as Rafi'a.
That person with higher status.
Yeah, that's okay. It. رَفِيعٌ بَابُهَا. It means that the door or the entrance door of that city is in a very high position. It doesn't mean Ali ibn Abi Talib, Ali son of Abu Talib. So, you know, if sometimes you do not want to accept something, if even if it is explicitly mentioned in the Ayatul Quran, then you can deny that.
That's right.
As many Muslims, as many hypocrites denied many things. For example, in one of the Hajj, the Prophet ﷺ told the companions to shave their heads. And some of them denied and rejected. The direct order of the Prophet said that, why don't you do that? Don't you do that, the same thing? He said, it's not my first Hajj, it's your first Hajj, you have to do this. So I want to say that the opposition to Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi wasalam was very much clear at that time to the Holy Prophet and to the companions of the Holy Prophet. But certain qualities mentioned in the Holy Quran about the successor, about the Imam, about the leader of Muslims. If you just refer to these qualities, you would absolutely understand that the only instance for these ayat is only Ali ibn Abi Talib. Because sometimes it is directly referred to some of the actions and deeds that the Imam Ali alayhi wasalam performed in his life. So that's why it was so much clear for all the people that Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi wasalam was the, let's say, the successor of the Prophet. Not only in Ghadir and many other, let's say, occasions.
In many other occasions, for example, you, Ali, to me are like Aaron to Moses or other hadith, referring directly to the character of Imam Ali. But it's still the same question is over here. Why not referring to such an important incident, I mean, directly in the text of the Holy Quran? For example, in an ayah or something like that, and explaining the word Wali. Because here the problem from our Ahlus Sunnah is on the term Wali. How to define it, okay? And when they oppose such an incident or something like that, Imam Ali alayhi salam was called as a friend of Prophet Muhammad or something like that, and does not mean a successor or the first, we can't say successor of Prophet Muhammad.
You know, whatever the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, it is not something, it couldn't, it is impossible to be something opposed to the Holy Quran. Rather, it is directly compatible to what is mentioned in the Holy Quran. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam introduces Amir al-Mu'minin in many occasions in his life, from the beginning of Islam till the end of his life, so in many occasions, it is an order that he received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's it's obeying the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should not separate what the Prophet says, what the Prophet, for example, explained about these kind of important events from the Quran.
That's right.
You know, in the Holy Quran, for example, it's mentioned that you have to say prayers. So how should we do that? Then if the Prophet say that, okay, you have to pray this way, it is exactly compatible to the Holy Quran. It is exactly in accordance with the Holy Quran. There's no difference between the tradition, the Sunnah of the Prophet and the Quran. So in the Holy Quran, it's mentioned that this is Wali. Wali is this. So then the Prophet explain it. It is the same as the Salah. Salah is mentioned in the Holy Quran, but the way we perform Salah is explained by the Prophet. So when Wali is mentioned in the Quran, then we should refer to the Prophet. Who is Wali? If Prophet explains it and interpret this ayat for us, then we would understand that it is the order, it's the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that's obeyed by the Prophet in Ghadir al-Khum in other events.
That's all right.
Even but, if it's not mentioned in the Noble Quran explicitly, although we have verses which say that your Wali is God, the Prophet, and those who pray when they are in ruku', and the Mufassirin of all denominations say that it is one.
Those who bow in ruku' and give, for example, their ring they pay, as a charity.
They give sadaqah.
Sadaqah.
And all the interpreters of all denominations say that it is one person here that is the verse is referring to. But then you have, as Sheikh said, the life and the sunnah of the Prophet, which completes the Noble Quran. And then you asked about why do some people come with the interpretation of friend. Mm-hmm. Wali being a friend.
Yes.
So we ask,
because one of the important meanings of Wali is friend.
Let us assume that the Wali means friend. Mm-hmm. Okay.
No or problem. Or best friend. Okay.
What do you do with the rest of khutbah of Ghadir al-Khum, mm-hmm. where the Prophet mentions the other points of successes? What do you do with that part? Mm-hmm. So you just take that part of the khutbah and then you leave the rest.
Okay.
And then you have very strong logical reasons for not interpreting it as a friend, because they said there was a argument between him and a person by the name of Khalid ibn al-Walid when they came back from Yemen. All right, so why should the Prophet stop all of these companions during heat, severe heat, tell the people who traveled to come back to Ghadir, mm-hmm. and then have a 3 days bay'ah? Mm-hmm. We need to wake up here, spiritual awakening.
Yes. Okay.
Spiritual awakening. We need to wake up. And
was it done all on purpose? For example, to make a speaking terms between the person you mentioned and Imam Ali, because they were on a dispute, okay?
It doesn't hold. That's what I'm trying to say. It doesn't hold to say that,
it's
look,
not a
people,
good excuse to stop
exactly,
all the people.
Exactly. People stop here. He is my friend. So whomever I'm the friend of, you should take Ali as his friend. Yes. No. The thing here, the incident here is much more fundamental much more deeper than that. 3 days during severe heat. Okay. If you had an argument with a couple of people, mm-hmm. you take Imam Ali into a tent and you take those people into that tent and you talk about that thing and it's over with. But then you have all of this spectacle.
Of course,
going
the tents
on.
Were uprised later.
Yeah, of course.
Under those tents, you know, some conspiracies took place.
Okay. Sorry, I wanted to add one more point to the points mentioned by a brother.
Sure.
This is that, let's assume that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned the term, for example, Wali. Mm-hmm. Suppose that he meant friend. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if all the companions of the prophets had to be the good friends of Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, so do we annoy a friend, mm-hmm. or we obey and follow a friend?
Okay.
This is the point.
That's right.
So it is explicit. It's very much clear that Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salatu wasalam was opposed to the caliphate of the first caliph.
Okay.
It's clear. Mm-hmm. Lady Zahra Samullah alayha was opposed to this khilafah. And she did not pay allegiance to Khalifa till the end of her life. So this is clear. And Amir al-Mu'minin Ali was forcefully paid allegiance to Abu Bakr, to the first Khalifa.
Yes.
They forced him. So it's clear that there's no doubt about them. So if...
But there was no opposition during
if he disagreed the Khilafah, so you were the friends of Amir al-Mu'minin.
Yes.
So why didn't you follow him?
Yeah, there are so many arguments, so many reasons. Sheikh mentioned two, three. There are so many more.
Yes.
When you put that history side by side, mm-hmm. you come to a conclusion.
Yes.
Who was the Wali and the Imam and the Khalifa of Fatima to Zahra salamu alayha? And what do you do with this verse? This day I have perfected your religion for you, mm-hmm. completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion. But as for him who is forced by severe hunger, and then he continues, what has that to do with being a friend?
Yes.
Oh, people become the friends of Ali? Why? What has that to do with becoming a friend?
That's right.
It is much deeper than that. So we need to wake up, you know, leave all our prejudices, and then you have tons of other arguments during the three khulafa.
That's right. It was very nice of you, Sayyid Alawi and Shaykh.
Thank you. Thank you
for your presence in the program. Viewpoints talking about Ghadir al-Khum events, and I would like again to express my congratulations on this happy aid to all the Muslims around the world. Whether Ali ibn Abi Talib is your Imam or not, he is the source of light and benefit for all the Muslims. Believe me, brothers and sisters, and Muslims all across the world. Thank you very much for listening to us, for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints. For more information on this program and to download for free our other episodes, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Thank you.
Life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way.